This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Sometimes a movie title so perfectly captures the experience of seeing a movie that you don't even need to see the movie. Sometimes it's worth seeing the movie. Like, if the movie is Jaws or Jurassic Park or Alien, then just the title lets you know what's going to happen, but the movie's still totally amazingly fun to watch. And then there's that awkward moment, which to compare it to another experience besides film going, go see a bad stand-up comedy routine with like one other person in the audience, and so that there's just like a stand-up comic telling you bad jokes and looking just directly into your eyes in like a poorly lit bar. So that awkward moment when you realize the R-rated comedy that you're seeing is really a really bad episode of Sex and the City, except if the girls were dudes. And really, this is just an episode of Seinfeld played out into a movie, but instead of trying not to masturbate, they try not to get into a relationship because they want to enjoy their single male sort of slutness. Anyway, there's an attempt at camaraderie here, and truth be told, Miles Teller is pretty funny, although nobody else is. And that's kind of a problem. So the men sort of go in and out of different relationships, and there's such memorable scenes as, hey, bourbon and Ben and Jerry's do kind of go well together. And then there's some other scenes such as, hey, have you told your friends we've been sleeping together? Yeah, totally. So just, you know, general lying about being in relationships that isn't funny. And there's a scene in which Miles Teller's character is getting a blowjob, or he says he's the best person who ever got blowjobs because he keeps saying that he got the best blowjob ever from somebody. And so the idea is that he's like the best recipient of blowjobs ever. That's like maybe the funniest joke in the movie, and if you didn't laugh just now, then you're in for a real surprise if you actually have to sit through this let's call it a steaming pile for the sake of posterity. That awkward moment when you realize that the movie you just saw reminds you of a bag that somebody has to carry behind their dog. And that's not trying to be funny, that's just simply the perfect metaphor for the film.